Hello, everybody. This is another edition of The Best, The Worst, The Obscure. This is the second edition coming to you from San Francisco. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about the new Max versus the old Max. Kind of. But first of all, let me just say, I might be getting one of the new Macs, which would be really cool. Right now, I have a PowerBook G4 computer. It's a great computer. Love it. Great laptop. I love Macs because, you know, they don't get many viruses. The only thing that's not good, and the reason I had a PC before, was because I like to play games. Now, with these new Macs, people are coming out with ways where you can install XP on them, and Apple saying that they're not doing anything to stop you, so you can do it. First of all, I'd like to talk about this Mac Mini. I think that this is this obviously will become really good because it could be your home theater, pretty much like everything combined, because of the front row. The front row in this, it can receive stuff from other computers, and they're, I don't know so much about this, but, you know, it definitely can play the DVDs. It'll look great. You can make an iPhoto slideshow, put it on for parties on your TV. It's sitting there, you know, your plasma screen TV, wherever, you know, whatever it is. I really like this. This is going to be really good, good editing. Good for people who edit mostly on just iMovie, because it does have a lot of power, but, you know, I'd rather use it for iMovie than Final Cut Pro or anything else, because how small it is, and I'd rather a more powerful machine. Like, you know, the iMac. Great, you know, iMac, 20-inch, dual core, great, 1699 for the 20-inch, 2 gigahertz, it comes with a 250 gigabyte hard drive. Now, this is great if you're a person who likes to edit movies, but if not, then you must be a very big music buff or something to want this. 250 gigabyte hard drive. That's a lot. It has a slot load 8x dual layer super drive, so you can burn dual layer DVDs, which is great, you know. And the thing that I really like about it is the EyeSight camera in the top. That's really cool. And they have a program on there named, I believe it's called Photo Booth. Something like that, and you can actually take a picture and morph it, pretty much, with, like, all these really cool little effects that they have in there. Like, I know they have, like, invert color, you can take a negative, you know, a mirror, or, like, four pictures of yourself in, like, the rainbow. It's pretty cool. I like it. And then, obviously, the MacBook Pro, which has a horrible name. I hate the name, but the $2,499 version. This is all U.S., just so you guys know. I'm never going to talk in Canadian money or anything else. But the MacBook Pro, the top of the line, 2 gigahertz, Core Duo, obviously. It has a 100 gigabyte large drive, hard drive, large drive. It's been a long day. Built-in EyeSight camera, front row, so this is going to be great. The great thing about the new Macs is that they can send and receive movies, pictures, music, so you can play them on other Macs with the front row software. So if you get one of the Mac Minis, then you can put it in your home theater and then receive videos. That's our podcast for today. Email bestworstobscure@gmail.com. Website bestworstobscure.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening, guys.